Hey guys, hello
Radio.
Hello everybody, we are here live in Studio U talking about branding, and how to create a unique brand, okay guys? So we're going to talk about how to create a unique brand, how to establish that brand totally for you to create. So we're going to start that from start to finish on branding. So my thing is that when you are building your brand, coming up with your idea, coming up with your concept, you have to understand that your brand is a little bit more than maybe just your logo or your it's more than your logo, it's more than your product, it's more than your colors, it's more than your web design, your website look. Everything about your brand is about how it makes the person who you're selling to feel. Does that make sense? So if you're selling to a person that does not really concept your brand or don't understand what you're selling, you won't ever sell it to them. Let's do, for example, say you sell shoes. Now, there's millions of types of shoes out there that you can sell. So you can make sure you're selling shoes that has the idea of what you're trying to put out there. When I had my shoe line online, I sold one brand of shoes that were very unique, were hard to find, because everything about what I do is I want people to be able to find my stuff everywhere. The worst thing that I hate is to buy stuff and everybody has the same stuff on. You know what I mean? You go to the club and everybody has those shoes on, or everybody has that shirt on, or everybody has that tie on, whatever, pants on, dress on, whatever it is. So I want to make sure whatever I put out there, it is totally different than what everybody else is putting out there. So I search for and I try to find unique products, different ideas, different concepts, stuff that is very rare and hard to find. When you're doing that, that kind of helps you distinguish yourself from everybody else. You're creating a niche idea, a niche concept that nobody else is doing. You know what I mean? So it's very particular. And those people will now have to come to you because for these products, because you're the only one that sells them and it's the only place that they can find this item. That's like anything, skincare. There's certain skincare, there's oils, and there's 100 body butters out there, right? Everybody's making a freaking body butter now, right? But everybody's body butter is different. Some body butters are creamier, some body butters are softer, they're colorful, they're fun, the fragrances that they use, the ingredients that they put in them, what you mix it with. So there's so many things that, because some body butters may have a lavender in it, and some might have like tea tree, and some might have chamomile, or different little fragrances that makes their body butters different. And they know that the way they process their body butters and their soaps and their scrubs is different from everybody else's. Like I just bought some that was made, they use ginger. They have ginger in everything. So even if it does have like lavender or some other fragrance in it, it has ginger. So their brand is about making it having ginger in their brand. So everything has ginger. And on top of whatever smell you do, which ginger has other added effects that helps you build, you know, heal your skin, give you energy, you know, little things like that. So branding yourself is part of it. Your attitude, your look, the way you put yourself out there, your energy is all about your brand. Because if I'm doing this and I'm like, I want to be on here, and you know, nobody's going to listen to me. Nobody's going to listen to me. Y'all listen to me. Y'all stay tuned because I have a lot of energy. I put my energy out there. I make it exciting. I make it fun. We're not talking about no BS. We get straight to the point. I am who I am. I come on here. I'm real hardcore. and tell you about what's going on with the topic that we are discussing. That's why people tune into my podcast, and that's why people tune into my thing, because they like who I am. Your brand is selling you, selling your ideas, your concept, your fundamental core element of what you're doing. Now, you have to make it unique so that nobody can go nowhere else to get it. When you talk to me versus you talking to some of these other coaches out there, it's a whole different atmosphere. It's a whole different vibe. You know, I was having a conversation the other day about makeup. I don't really put on a whole lot of makeup. I've tried to keep my skin very clear, just something natural to it, you know, so it doesn't look so blotchy when I'm on camera. So I was talking to somebody, and they're like, you need to make your face up, you need to wear more makeup, da 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 da. And my thing is, that's not part of my brand. My brand is being natural, being unique, being one of a kind, doing things that people don't normally do. I want you guys to listen to me, to watch me, to understand what's going on with me, because I am, you know that I'm sincere. I'm not here just to be on, I'm not here to be on a fashion show or to be on the runway. I'm here to create you a successful business, make sure that your business ideas coincide with what you want to do, so that you'll be passionate about building your business, loving your business, watching your business grow. You'll want to continue doing it all day, every day. This is why I do my business the way I do my business. This is what makes me unique. Now, there's other people out here who get dressy, who get fancy, who do all the shows and do all the dances, who make it look a lot more interesting, but that's not what I do. I am a factual person. That's why I always have my facts hats on. That's part of that brand, and that whole thing is because I want you to just get to the point. When I'm watching videos or when I'm trying to learn how to do something, I hate going on these videos and people are just ranting about stuff that's irrelevant to what the topic is. Oh, you know, today I had dinner and I cooked some noodles with some cheese in it, and it added a hot dog to it. Girl, that thing was the bomb. But we're talking about branding. Why are we talking about your noodles and the cheese and everything else? So it's about staying on topic and making sure that what you're listening to, what you're seeing, what you're talking about is what you are, what is in part of your brand. So that is kind of the bigger picture of branding. You know what I mean? Making sure that people like what they're saying and putting it out there in a way that's comfortable for you. Excuse me. Not Corona. But in branding, off the subject, getting on the subject, we are also talking about, I'm going to get off the subject just a little bit, because I don't know if y'all know about this, but Instagram and Facebook have cut off hashtags until this election thing is over. So now the way that people are getting their information out, hashtagging, new hashtags, recent hashtags are not being posted. So your likes are going to go down and your followers are going to go down, and what you use to brand yourself is going to go down because they're not allowing hashtags until this election is over, because they don't want false information to go out about this election or about anything hitting mainstream to cause any craziness, riots or whatever. And the crazy part is, like, I was walking down the street and Bank of America on the corner is boarded up totally. Like, it's totally boarded up. Like, they were ready for the riot before the even riot. I was like, do they know something that we don't know and we should be preparing for? But that was just something. So I just wanted you guys to know that if you're on your social media and you're using your hashtags, and between today and yesterday, you're not getting the likes and the comments you're using because of the hashtags that you have been using, then that is because Instagram has shut off hashtags, and so that your information can't be spread, good, bad, indifferent, or otherwise. So that is one of the things. So back to branding. I like to make branding like you drink your coffee, kind of, sort of. Like, some people put one sugar in their coffee. Some people like black coffee. Some people like lattes, mocha, chocolate, pumpkin, spice, you know, cinnamon, vanilla. They like that. And everybody's cup of coffee, everybody's drink of choice is different. You know what I mean? So when you have to kind of, when you're building your brand and when you're building your identity of who you are, you have to now focus on what makes you different than the next cup of coffee out there, you know? So you have to add your syrups. You have to add your amaretto. You add 2 packs of sugar. You add some whipped cream on top. You know, what do you add to your coffee, hashtag brand, to make that unique? What are you adding to that so that you can kind of sell it and push it out there so that people will know that you're the only one that can find that information at that brand? And again, it's really not about having a unique idea. It's about how you're presenting the idea to somebody else, because everybody has shoes, everybody has bags, everybody sells weave, everybody does online courses. And when you start building your online courses, you'll get 100 people popping up about how to build an online course or how to start an online business or how to do this. So all of these things are things that people do already. Now, how your brand is unique is how you present it, how you put it out there. How do you sell? What is your customer service like? How do you treat your customers? How do people present your items? How do your pictures look? What do your pictures look? Are all your pictures on a white background? Are your pictures on a green background with leaves on it? Are your pictures on different backgrounds? How are you positioning things? If you're selling hats, are you wearing the hat, rocking the hat? Do you have other people wearing the hat? What do those people have on when they're wearing your hat? So that kind of makes it different and makes it unique. And that's what people like to see when you're building your brand. So you have to make sure your presentation of what you're doing is different so it catches people's eyes. Your logo's a little different because it catches people's eyes. Your logo's words, and it's just words and concepts that they put out there. Now, you can make it however you want to. Your name doesn't really master your brand. You just have to be the one who pushes it out more and more than the next man does. And you have to be consistent. People watch that before they buy. All your new branders out there, you're like, oh, nobody's buying my stuff immediately. Nobody's purchasing right off the bat. Nobody's doing this. Nobody's doing that. But you can't just stop there. You have to continue to push it. You have to continue to recreate. You have to ask your customers what they want to see from you, what they want to hear. Once they start knowing you and seeing what you got put out there, what you're putting out there might not be what they want. You know what I mean? So that's why you have to kind of switch up and do things a little different and put different things out there so that people will know what is different about your brand, coming up with different items, concepts. Okay, so I went into the store the other day. Publix now sells Panera Bread soups. Panera Bread now has a whole line of stuff that you can buy in the grocery store. And a lot of stores do this. Hooters does it, has a freezer department with this stuff. A bunch of different restaurants do this where you can get their food to go. You know what I mean? You cook it at home like they would cook it. You just box it and you cook it. So that is what a lot of brands have been doing now. And the ones who weren't doing it are now redoing it now because people are not going into restaurants now because of COVID. And so those are like those things that you need to change. They still want to bring their product to the consumer, but since the consumer is not coming to them, you have to bring your product to that person. You have to bring it to them. So those are little things that make their brand unique, because Subway doesn't have subs in the grocery store. You know what I mean? And maybe because of the way Subway makes it, they can't do that. But there's certain things that they might be able to do to bring it to the store. So those are ways your brand can be exposed more and be seen. So now sometimes when you've been doing a thing a certain way and it's not working for you, I say a 90-day rule. Every quarter, switch it up. If you need to do it, if you need to post something different, if you need to say something different, if you need a personality change, if you need to change your look, something, certain things more people gravitate to than others. So some people be like, oh, you need to put on more makeup. Some people be like, you need to put on less makeup. Some people will be like, have background music, have background noise, have this, have that. So there's different things that you can do to make what you're doing more entertaining, more focused on what they are doing. Like I'm doing more videos on my Instagram versus were a bunch of words and everything else. I'm trying to do more story stuff so that you can kind of tell where I'm going with it as I'm doing it. You know what I mean? So you understand my process, you understand my thoughts, because maybe when you're reading it, it's not grasping you. Not those people are not getting it. So you have to kind of understand that with your brand. So if you're selling shoes, you may need to create a video where people are walking around in your shoes and you're snapping pictures with them or videos or talking about how comfortable they are, whatever makes, or somebody saying, wow, those shoes are different. Those shoes are unique. Where can I get those? And then you say, I can get them at the Be Unique store online. So you have to say things. You have to create scenarios. People like to feel as if they're living in that experience when they're branding. So you want them to live the experience with you. You want them to see the experience. You want them to be able to feel. When I'm on here talking to you guys, I want you to feel like you're sitting in front of me talking to you. You know what I mean? So I want you to feel that I'm talking directly to you so that you understand what I'm, you know, you're more into it. That's why I think videos work for me, because I can actually, like, this is what it would be like if you were sitting in front of me talking to me. And I'm looking at myself, so I know my facial expressions, I know what I'm saying, I know how I'm saying it, so that you can understand and grasp those concepts. So when you're selling stuff, even if it's hair, whatever, you know when they started doing those hair videos where they just do this little thing behind the hair and makes it so people can see that it's wavy, because before in those videos, we didn't know if the hair is laying on a piece of white thing. It looks stiff. We don't know what it looks like. We don't know how it moves, you know, but that's, everybody wants the hair to move. We don't want stiff and hard hair in our weave. You know what I mean? So you have to do stuff to show people that the product is real. The product is, you know, make them feel like they're actually touching it. Make them feel like they're having the full experience with that product. That is kind of what creating that unique product, creating that unique brand, putting in an atmosphere where they feel that the item is real, tangible, touchable. Somebody is wearing it. Even if you in the beginning you don't have a whole lot of sales, find people to wear your stuff. Find people to put it on. Because when people start seeing it more and more and more, that means that they want to buy it. So you have to find stuff that people will see and that people will buy, and they'll see it wear it with somebody else wearing it. So if I rock it all the time and I have a couple other people out here rocking it all the time, then they will understand. They're like, oh, that shit is fly. And if I show people wearing it in their level of fashion, with their style, their looks, their whatever, then people want to buy it. That's why you want to buy stuff, because everybody has a certain way that they want to look, they want to feel. That's why they buy stuff. People don't buy a Tesla because it's a car, because of the name, because of the brand. People buy a Tesla because they want to see somebody be like, yo, you saw me in that Tesla, right? You know what it is. Then people research what's a Tesla, da da da. and it's new. People ride a Mercedes because people know that that's a high-end car. But it's a car. What difference does it make? It has four wheels, and it moves, and it's shiny. So why can't you just ride in a black Honda? Or why can't you just ride in another kind of vehicle? But because Mercedes branded themselves as this luxury high-end brand, now people want to ride in that car because it signifies luxury and high-end. So when you are branding yourself and when you're putting yourself out there, you need to make it look luxury, high-end, if that's the thing. Or you need to make it cultured or interesting or DIY or any, however you want to put it out there. That's how you kind of need to put your brand out there so that people can see and understand and grasp what it is. You know what I mean? So they know how it's supposed to be represented, because the same way Mercedes puts out those vehicles like that, the Hyundai commercials are totally different. You know, the Honda commercials are different. The Kia commercials are different. So you have to brand for the customer that you are going for. So if I'm selling you high-end t-shirts, if I want to sell you this t-shirt for $50, I need to look high-end. I need to look well put together. If I want to sell it for $10, it's a different look. You know what I mean? So I don't have to do as much as work, put things together the same way, because it's different. So that is why you create your business the way you brand it, that unique way, so people know what kind of how to put it out there. So if you're branding your business and you're not using high quality pictures, or you're not using nice backgrounds, and you're doing it a little, you know, grungy looking, then people are going to think that the product is grungy and dirty. So when you're putting it out there, make sure that that imagery of what, so people have not bought the product yet. So make sure that imagery of what you're putting out there, what you're consuming, what you are presenting is exactly what you want people to put, see your product as. And you have to be consistent with that imagery. You have to be consistent with that visual. Does that make sense, you guys? Give me some stars if you're online. Give me some high fives. Give me some thumbs. Give me something so that I know that y'all understand what I am saying. So those are things that you have to, ways you have to put it out there so that people can actually grasp the concept, what you are doing and what your brand says and what your brand, what you want your brand to say. I like money. Money takes talent, grit, and I have some other limitless, I have some other stuff further up that nobody can see because of the way I'm not tall enough. So maybe one day I'll do a video setting up. You know, so I might change it up so that you can see and grasp, and maybe I'll grasp other people's attention that way. So it's all about making sure that people understand what you're saying, understand your purpose of your brand, understand what you're representing. When you rock my facts hat, when you rock my t-shirts, you're saying things that is different than everybody else. You're being unique in your own element. You're saying stuff that things are put on shirts that are not normally put on shirts. You know what I mean? So it's like my togetherish shirts, or social distancing isn't a joke. People see that around. People hear it, you know, but nobody really rocks it on a freaking shirt. So those are the things where I put out there so that people can see it. You know, things, it's like sarcastic humor is how I, what things I put on my t-shirts. And those are what I like to put on t-shirts. Some people have a t-shirt line or clothing line that has a bunch of inspirational stuff on it. Some people have scriptures. Some people have funny colors and lines and swirls and whatever. So it's whatever you want to do with your items and your brand and your ideas, but you have to have that concept and have that vision for it. So when it comes down to creating it, you know, and you have to be consistent, because that's like Louis Vuitton changing their symbol up. So Louis Vuitton right now came up and changed their symbol to something else. Everybody's going to be like, what is this? Now, because they built a brand so strong already, they may not They may not lose some customers, or some people will like it and some people won't. They may do limited editions and stuff, but those are things that will work for them. But if you do not have an established brand already, you need to make sure you sell your stuff consistently and you stay consistent in your looks. Your fonts need to be consistent, or your design ideas and color factors need to be consistent so that people know that that is your brand when they see it, so they know directly where to go when they're buying it. So making sure that your brand sets that standard is what you want to do, and that's how you make your brand unique. You making your brand unique is about making sure, again, that people cannot find your item or what you're putting out there or how you're putting it out there. You make it so different. Even if it is just a freaking bar of Ivory soap, you make that Ivory soap so cool, so different, that people know that they have to come to you to buy it. They're not going to get that bar of soap that way unless they buy it from you. And that's why you need to make sure that your branding, your concept, your ideas, the way you put things out there is super duper unique. You know what I mean? And I'm using, my name means one of a kind, different. So I had to really stand up to that being boom, that boom factor. You know what I mean? So I have to create things. I do things differently than what other people do, not because I'm a rebel, I am, but because I'm trying to create a unique experience for people to understand. So when you are doing and creating your brand, you want it to be different. You want it to be unique, you know. And even if it is a t-shirt, how many people are selling t-shirts? Everybody sells a t-shirt. So your t-shirt has to be different, and you have to present it differently than everybody else, or nobody will want to wear it, because it's just the same old t-shirt that everybody has. So that is about, that's creating that unique brand, putting your ideas, putting your talents, changing your focus, making sure your layouts are part of your brand. Make sure your layouts are different so that people will like to see what you're wearing, see what you have going on, see what you're doing, making it just stand out a lot different than the regular item. How your mission behind why you're doing it this way is totally different than your mission, than everybody else's mission. That is being unique. Making sure that your brand is unique is because of the process of thought. Because there's some things out there that are basic as all get out, but because of the story that they have behind it and what they do for the people, more people will buy. So, hence, Toms. Toms, you sell cloth-like slippers, but because Toms donates a certain part of their proceeds to different nonprofits, that's what makes Toms so different. And that's why more people will buy Toms shoes, because they donate. Not because they're fancy shoes or they'll pay $100 for these shoes, because they are like $100. People are paying $100 for a piece of cloth and some rubber. Why? Because they donate. They've created a brand system so that they're donating a part of their procedures to less fortunate people. So this is why Tom's brand works so well. Not because of the product per se, but because of the mission behind the product. So if you have a generic product or you have a regular product, creating that brand, creating that idea, creating that focus behind that is the reason why people will buy from you. So my thing is I sell my items so that I can sponsor and help other small businesses grow and teach them how to create their own brands, you know, as free consultation. So these are things that I do to give back to the community, to help, and the reason why I have items to sell in brand. You know, I want, my books are to inspire, to keep you focused, to keep you motivated, to keep you energized, to stay pushing at what you're doing. That's why I create my stuff, is because it's designed to keep you pushing forward into what you want to do. So that is kind of the whole concept about creating your brand and why I do it. My passion is because I want, like, my passion, everybody knows this. If you've watched me long enough, you know my passion is to be on the beach naked. That is the thoughts behind my branding. That is the thoughts of my ideas and putting stuff out there, is to be on the beach naked. That's the whole I Am Unique lifestyle. The reason why this is the unique lifestyle is because I like to have, I want the freedom to be able to do what I want, when I want, and how I want to do it. So that beach naked thing is the whole mental idea of it. And some of it is literal, but it's not literal. It's figurative, because it's just the freedom of being able to walk around in your skin and be you at all points of time and do what you want to do, however you want to do it, when you want to do. That's why. But the problem with that is, do you want to be on the beach by yourself naked? No, I want other millionaires to be there having fun. And we're enjoying ourselves, we're drinking, and we're being social, and we're learning from each other. That's why I want to teach people how to be successful business owners and branders, so that we don't have to stress about the BS that is out here today. You know what I mean? Everybody's crying about who the president is going to be, Biden or Trump. At the end of the freaking day, it does not matter to most people, because they don't affect that. The president of the United States don't affect their lives that much. Now, I'm not talking about everybody. I'm just talking about some people. So if you have your own business, if you're a billionaire or a millionaire, the president of the United States doesn't make a difference, because if you get tired of that, we just move. You just get up and move. The reason why you're crying about it is because you don't have enough of money to get in your private jet to fly over to Europe, or to fly over somewhere else, to China, Africa, Asia, Greece, Netherlands, Australia. So you can't do that. Since you can't do that, you're crying about who we got to look at on TV and listen to their politics and their policies, you know? And at the end of the day, that if you have enough money to live how you want to live, you just move and you do what the freak you want to do, because those policies don't affect you. Millionaires are not bothered by politics because, okay, taxes. So we buy more stuff so we can write it off, or give more money out to people in need so we can write it off. So having higher taxes don't affect those people who don't have a 9-to-5 job. That's why they say Trump don't pay taxes. The reason why he don't pay taxes, because he's at a loss every year, quote unquote. But I paid myself $1 million salary after I made $1 billion. This is why that doesn't bother. Paying taxes, what is that? Why does that matter? That's the whole focus in building your own brand, making sure that it's unique, making sure that people want to buy from you, consistently buy from you, tell everybody about how cool this mess is, and show people and give people all of that energy that they want out of there. That is why, for me, the president of the United States doesn't mean nothing to me. The only reason why I would like this just to hurry up and be over is so that they can release some of the stimulus money, get it out to you people who want to build a brand, so that y'all can pay me. That is how I feel about this. I want all y'all to stop being distracted by this BS that's going on TV, because this is what it is. It's a freaking distraction. Trump created a brand to manipulate the people's minds. This is what he does. Some people are mad, some people are laughing at this stuff, but that is kind of what this brand is about. So he built a brand to be an arrogant prick, and there's a bunch of people out there who likes that. Some people hate it, some people disrespect that, but that's the same thing that happens to it in the world. But when you build a brand, when you build an imagery, when you build an idea, when you build a focus, that grab somebody, people follow. People want somebody to be there to lead. Not everybody's going to be a millionaire, because a lot of y'all are not consistent in what you're doing. So making sure that you're consistent and you're building that brand consistently will help your brand grow and be a phenomenal idea. Does that make sense? That was my little rant for today to help you guys understand that how it is important for you to have your own unique brand, have your own unique ideas, have your own unique focus, so that when these distractions in the world come out there, you're set, you're different than everybody else that is out there. You're pushing a product, you're pushing an item, you're pushing something that is a little different than what everybody's putting out there. So people will love, people watch what you're doing, people see what you're doing, people are excited about what you're doing. That is why you creating a unique brand is so important, so that people love what you're doing, people enjoy seeing what you do, and want to continue to do it, and want to continue to see what you put out there day by day, night by night, week by week, month by month. That's why people buy from the people that they buy from. It's not because of your product is so superior, your product is so unique. It's because the presentation of your product is what they want to see. The presentation of your product, the way you put yourself out there, is so unique, so different that they're like, man, I just love the way she says certain things, or I love her energy, or I love their products. I love the t-shirts. I love that t-shirt is super funny. I say facts all the time. Everybody says facts, 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 facts. Those are the things that people say to you and do because of that, if that makes any sense. So those are the reasons why you create your brand to be so unique, so different, so one of a kind. And then you continue to push it. And if you see that that look or that phrase or that whatever is not moving, create something different. But you have to expose it to people. And sometimes we create way too much stuff. So when you're starting off branding, start with a few items. Get that message across. Get your few items across. Get your idea across. Then you add stuff to it. You keep adding on to it. You keep adding on to it. That's why people like create one online class and push it and keep pushing it until you get a million people to buy it. And then you create add-ons to that class and you build it and you push it and you push it. So create one product, one concept, one idea, put it out there and push it as hard as you can so that you'll find your customer base and they'll love what you're doing and they'll like it. You know, how you sell your hair, people, and then the customers will tell you what they want. They'll start saying, hey, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Why don't you do this? And that's the people who you need to listen to and believe in, because those are the ones who are going to be part of what you are doing and what you're saying, okay? So making sure that your brand, your identity, your process is done for the people who are building your, who are your customers, who are those target customers that you want to see, the people who you want to buy from you. Those are the people who you need to brand and you need to build with. If anybody has any comments, questions, concerns about anything, please, you know, drop some notes. I'm here to answer your questions. I'm here. I'll be on here for a few minutes longer to answer questions about how to create your unique brand. What do you need? All it is really about your ideas and your concepts and your focus on what you want to focus your brand on. So those are the items, those are the things that you want to focus on when you're creating your brand. And how, what are your colors? What those colors mean to you? What's the energy behind those colors? What is the focus behind all of that energy? What's the purpose behind it? That's why your brand has to be unique. Then we go into the look of your brand. What is the look of it? How you want to present it? Is everybody in your, if you have a t-shirt line, is it like everybody has suit jackets on, khaki pants, and they're rocking your shirts? Or are they in urban wear? Are they in jeans? Are they only wearing Timberlands? Are they younger? Are they rappers? Are they singers? Are they dancers? You know, workout clothes. Why do you sell workout clothes? Because you wear them so that people can work out in them. You know what I mean? So you need to be working out in your workout line so that people could see the flexibility, the durability, how they feel, what they look like while you're doing those squats. You know, those are the reasons why people buy those. Oh, like, ooh, they don't slide down, they don't ride. What are your points? What are your turning points? Are your selling points for the reason why you sell your items? What is your selling point? My selling point is they're unique, they're high end, they're different. You're not going to see too many people with my fax stuff on, for the simple fact is I do limited edition on some of my products. So some of my products, there's only one or two of them. So you're only going, you and maybe one other person might have this hat on, or maybe four people or five people. And that's why they're put out there like that, is because I don't want everybody to have the same thing. I want it to look like something, and then you rock it and nobody else has it. Limited edition wear. So there's certain things why it can look like something else that somebody has, but it's still a blue hat is a blue hat, but my blue hat has fax on it in black. So when you rock that hat, it may be a blue hat, but nobody else has the fax on it. So it's your burgundy hat, or it may be crushed velvet, or I got a Timberland color hat. So when you're rocking your Tims, you put the hat on with your Tims, they match your Tims, you look fly, but everybody has a brown hat. So now your brown hat has facts on it. That's what makes it different. And it's only going to be three other people that rock that same hat in the whole United States. How many, unless you buy all three, then you could do that too. And then you're the only one who has that hat. So those are the things, how I do things and how I put things together is how I make my product so unique, so different, so one of a kind-ish. And those are the things you have to do with your products and your ideas and the things that how you want to put stuff out there, how you want to say your brand, what are you doing with the proceeds of your brand. There are so many ways that you can make your brand unique. So like, it could be what it says. You could have limited edition items. You can have, say, like Tom's, you donate yours to a nonprofit. You can say the reason, your inspiration behind it. People buy the why behind the brand. They don't really buy the brand. They buy the why. Now, when you're selling online courses, they buy the why, because the why is, I want to learn how to do this. Why? Because I want to be a successful entrepreneur. So those are the reasons why. People buy your why. People buy your story. That is what makes your brand unique. People buy your story. People want to stay with you because of the story. People want to buy from you because of the story that you are giving to them, that you're selling to them, where you came from, how relatable are you? And do I look like you? Do I feel like you? Am I inspired by what you're saying, what you're doing? This is why I buy from you. Or that's why I buy from people, because I'm inspired by what they say or they do in their whole imagery, in everything that they do. And then there's, because people have the same products. A bunch of people sell different things, sell the same stuff over and over and over again. But the reason why you go to Target is because Target does things different than Walmart. The reason, or you go to Dollar General. Dollar General does different things than Walmart and Target. Or maybe some of you like CVS. Why? Because that's where you like to shop, because of the way, maybe a smaller store, less people, less items. But it's more expensive. Why? Because it's usually conveniently located to you. These are why you don't want to drive. So you go to the corner gas station, or you go to the corner, whatever. The reason why those prices are higher for the same bag of chips that you can get at the grocery store, because, or even at Walmart, because I don't want to go to Walmart and walk through that big store and to buy one bag of chips. I just want a bag of chips and I want to leave. This is why you go to the gas station to buy a bag of chips. Or you just pump gas and they conveniently have the chips that you want and you buy it. Not to say you can't buy that same bag of chips at Walmart. Probably buy a three times bigger bag at Walmart. But who wants to drive to Walmart, park your car in Walmart, get out, stand in them long, slow lines that they have at Walmart. This is why you might not go to Walmart. Or the reason why some people use self-checkout and other people don't. You know, those all are things. Some people like self-checkout because they don't want to be bothered by anybody checking them out. Some people like the cashier because they think, one, you're employing somebody and I don't want to have to touch these groceries and blah, blah, blah. You know, so there's so many different reasons why I like doing self-checkout because I just want to move. I don't want to talk to you. I just want to get my shit and go. So those are the reasons why people do. It's a time factor for me. So reasons why you do what you do, how you do it, how you focus on what you do, how you build what you're doing is the reason why. And everybody will like it and you'll have all alternatives for other people. So those are the reasons why and how you build your brand and how you add stuff to it. People might like me because I give more customer service. I'm more hands-on. I want to talk to you because I think everybody's brand is unique. So trying to create something to teach everybody, you teach people the basics, but then the problem with taking some of these online courses is after you teach people the basics, like you really have to kind of show them how to make that different for what they're doing, how to make that so unique for what they are doing. So that is why you teach them the basics. So this is the kind of things that I teach. I would like y'all to go on to my Instagram page, my Facebook page. I'm putting a 5-week business course together. How to create your business in 5 weeks. How to create your online courses. Another course is out there that'll be out there. So make sure you get those. And then I have different ways for different people that want to teach. So my ways is there's like a DIY, you know, with the team, directly with me, hands off. You know what I mean? Because some of you guys want to create a brand but don't have the time to do it, okay? That's what I'm here for. That's what I do. I create people's brands. You give me your concept, your idea. We put things together. We put it out there. We create a marketing budget. We market it. We make sure that it is great. And we blast it and blast it and brand it. So some of you guys who want to build a business and don't have the time to build their business, if they want to do something like an online or a product, or you have a product, but all you want to do is make your product and you want somebody to build everything else out for you, there is a class for that. I teach all of that and I have programs for all of that. So all you have to do is go to my website, I Am Unique Right, look under the classes, make sure you pick the class that fits your budget, your time, and your energy level of what you want. And let's get this started because now is the time for you to create and build your brand, create your ideas, create your focus so that you can continue to grow. So it doesn't matter who is sitting in office because your money is rolling in. It doesn't matter. This economy does not affect you the same way as it'll affect other people because you have created a platform where you can make money and sell and grow without any of that. Because at all points of time, people have money. Somebody has money, but some people have more or less than them, but you just have to find the people with the money for what you are doing. All right. So this is I Am Unique Right, your DIY business coach. I am signing off now. Make sure you go to my website, iamuniqueright.com. You pick up one of the classes I have on there. If you don't do anything else, go download my book. It's $8.95. You know, it helps to help you get your mind right, motivate yourself about the people who are around you. And online books, planners, if you need help planning, we got the business planner. This is going to be launched this week. So I'm going to have a free download for that. So make sure that y'all take advantage of this information. I got a bunch of free stuff that y'all can go get off my website so that y'all can start building right now. So I appreciate all you guys that were on. I will see you next Wednesday at 9:00. We're going to be doing more videos throughout the week, starting probably next week to get everybody revved up. Black Friday's coming out. It's a great time to launch a new product because people are not going to stores to buy. People are buying online. So make sure you have something online, tangible, that you can ship out to people so that you can make some money. So everybody can have an awesome Christmas in 2021. We'll be on the beach naked and living life to the fullest. All right, this is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach, signing off on all platforms, Instagram, YouTube. I'm live, Blog Talk, on all streaming networks. So y'all have a great day. Bye-bye.